At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's Magic 106.7. How are you? Monday morning, David, Sue, and Kendra. A little bit about ourselves. We do this show every day. We've been working together 10, 12 years, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. It's still, even after all this time, we're finding out things about each other that we didn't know before. For example, I didn't know that Sue never takes the trash out at her house.
That was
true until last Friday when you did find yourself wheeling a recycling bin down the driveway.
And I just don't like taking the trash out. But I'll tell you, it was so windy last week, and we usually put it out on Thursday night because they come so early on Friday morning.
Mine
at like 6:45.
They come early, yeah.
So we wheel it out, but it was going to be too windy. The trash would have been, you know, all down the street. So I was like, you know, Tom, you'll have to get up, like, make sure you don't miss. My biggest fear is missing the trash.
Well, then you have to wait 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
And it builds up.
Yes.
Yeah,
especially, so trash is every Friday, but recycles only every other.
Okay.
So if you miss it, you got a month's worth.
There are consequences.
Yes.
And you have the rule, right, with the one barrel rule
one
thing.
One barrel rule. So anyway, I was like, oh, God, what if he wakes up late? I can't chance it. So at like 4:30 in the morning, I'm running around to every room, emptying all the last-minute trash, stuffing it down so it fits into one barrel, and then, of course, to my neighbor's dismay, I'm sure, I'm like wheeling it out to the side of the curb, and then I feel like I smell like trash when I do that.
I know, I do.
And then I have to get in my car and drive to work.
This is something Tom does without comment, just as bright as rain, he just gets it done every week, right?
Did you hear what she said, though? She said she told him to get it out, but she was like, I don't believe that he's going to get it out on
time.
And
he would have.
Right. I think he would have.
Because he knows how I am about trash, and if we miss the trash, I'm like a crazy person.
Uh-huh.
So I know he would have set his alarm, and yet still, I couldn't just let it go. I had to put it out because I was like, oh, God, we can't miss it.
Are you trying to figure out where in your house the plaque on the wall will go to show that you've done this on this day?
I did have to mention
Sue
it a couple of times.
Yeah. No, when are you going to let it go? Because, I'm sure there are things you do around the house that he has no idea. They just get done.
Correct.
And I'm sure there are other things around the house. I think every partnership, every house is like that. There's stuff that just you do and nobody even... I mean, I take out the trash in my house. I don't think...
Right.
And if I miss a week, nobody notices. I mean, it just... Like, I deal with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there's stuff in every house.
No, I think it's the unwritten rules.
Does.
Yes. And you don't even, it's not like there's a piece of paper, and it's not like there's
a contract or anything
right.
like that.
There's just, it's understood. Right. Like, say, between you and Kathy, between Tom and I, it's understood that Tom takes it out. It's understood that you take it out. She would never say, oh, should I take it out this week, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's just that's on your roster.
No, absolutely not. I think one time I was away. And it was a similar thing. I was away on Sunday, you know, and it was like, you know, I took the trash out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I did that too.
I took the trash out.
Thanks. I texted him when
like
I got to work.
I do
to
every
work.
Single week. I mean, that's what, I think that was the thought bubble in my head.
No, literally when I got here, I texted and said, oh, by the way, I already took the trash and recycled.
Oh, yeah.
Did he respond?
So you had to let him know.
Did he say anything like, I would have done it or something
like
that?
Yeah, I think he probably said like...
What's the slow clap emoji I can send back on this, right?
Yeah. Like, good for you. And how was it?
Yeah. We'd love to know what the thing in your house that you do week in, week out, or day in, day out that your partner doesn't even notice. They may not even know it has to be done. How about that?
And how hard is it? My driveway is this short little driveway.
Yeah, right?
Like, I have to take 10 steps.
Yeah. I know.
And
it's
wheel a can out.
From inside of a vaulted ceiling garage, by the way. Mine is outside, frozen solid to the stone wall. Like,
not a hard job.
Steps.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
617-655-1067. What's in your lane at home? What are the jobs that you do that your partner would never even think of doing?
Right.
And vice versa. 617-655-1067. It's Morning Magic.
Yeah.